I'd like to focus on this morning's first reading, the Prayer of Solomon, which I think probably has a lot to speak to a lot of us. Because when God appears to Solomon and says, you know, ask for whatever you want, and Solomon prays for wisdom, and the Lord is so happy, he says, because you didn't pray for, you know, victory over your enemies or wealth or anything else, but you prayed for wisdom to be able to govern the people, wisdom to be able to discern God's will and to know how to do God's will. God was happy and will always be happy to fulfill that prayer. And for us, this is always one of those tricky questions, because Christ himself says, ask and it shall be given to you, seek and you shall find, knock and the door will be opened. And we experience that a lot of times we do ask for things and it seems like God doesn't give it to us. I think at the root is going to be this. Solomon's prayer pleased God because he was asking, Lord, change me, transform me. Let me know your will. It was very similar to the prayer of the Blessed Virgin Mary in the Annunciation, when the angel Gabriel appears to her and gives her the message, you've been chosen to be the mother of the Messiah, in so many words. And when she says, how can this be done? How can this be, because I know not man? She's not doubting the angel, but she's saying, give me the light and the grace that I need in order to know how to do the will of God. And the minute that she gets enough light, the angel doesn't overwhelm her and tell her the whole story. Hey, look, this is how it's going to work out. You're going to go through all these stages and, you know, your son and everything. The angel simply gives her enough light to work with so that she can give God a wholehearted yes. In a certain sense, she was repeating the prayer of Solomon. Lord, give me wisdom to be able to discern, to know how to do your will. And very frequently when we pray for things, and of course God wants us to pray for our day-to-day needs, give us this day our daily bread, but frequently when we pray for things and God does not give it to us, or at least doesn't give it to us in the way that we expect or want, or the time that we expect or want, I think frequently it's because God knows that realistically we will use it badly. Or maybe it's just not the best moment. I don't know how many of you have encountered people who are perpetually in debt. They always seem like they're out of money. And the problem is, you could help them, you could give them some money and help them, but sometimes we don't want to do it, and we probably shouldn't do it, because you know that no matter how much money you give them, they're always going to be in debt, because they don't have the responsibility. They will waste it. They will continue doing the exact same things that got them in debt in the first place, and they'll be in the exact same situation, and then you will be poorer. And then it's after a while you realize, I'd love to help you, but no, I'm not going to. And I think God frequently is like that with us. When we ask for certain things, but our heart has not yet changed, our heart is not yet mature enough in the faith to be able to take advantage of the things that God wants to give us, I think frequently that's going to be the reason. But there's the prayers that will always be heard. The prayers that will always please God is when we pray, Lord, transform my heart, sanctify me, which ultimately is what Solomon was praying for, wisdom. Wisdom in the biblical sense, so that my intellect participates in, I share in the heart and the mind of God himself. I see the world from the perspective of God. I no longer look at the world selfishly and from a very limited perspective, but I look at the world with the eyes of God, at least to a certain extent. That transformation of heart, God will always hear that prayer. And once our hearts have been transformed, then I think the second part will come about when St. Augustine says, love and do as you please. Love and do as you please. Love and ask for what you please, because when we truly are saints, when we truly love, when we truly are united with the Holy Spirit, then we will ask for a lot of the other things that we tend to ask for, the material things, the apostolic successes. And God will tend to be much more generous because he knows that we know how to take advantage of those gifts. And he also knows that if he still chooses in his wisdom, because every time God refuses to give to us, it is because of his wisdom, him knowing what is the best thing for us. He knows that we know that if he doesn't give it to us in the way that we ask and in the manner that we ask and in the time that we ask, that we will have faith that God knows what he's doing. And ultimately that we are resigned, God, thy will be done.